Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Thanks, Jen. We're super excited to feature Pretty Archie on the show today and music from their most recent album released just this past summer. Brian Cathcart on lead vocals and guitars, Matt McNeil, mandolin guitars, Colin Gillis is on harmonica, bass, and vocals, Redmond McDougall is a banjo specialist as well as on percussion and vocals, and Scott McLean is on guitar and mandolin. We're going to catch up with Colin in just a few minutes to get the inside scoop on Pretty Archie and what it's like to play in a band of brothers with your best friends. Two in a row from the CD Hanging On to get us started. This Whole Town coming up right now. Ain't No Saving Me is on Atlantic Access.
I went down to the river landing where the preacher man was standing. I asked if he could spare a prayer or two. He said, son, you've done some sinning, too much drugs and booze and women, and there ain't a goddamn thing I can do. Well, there ain't no saving, ain't no saving, ain't no saving me. Oh, you can put me in the river, but you can't stop this sin, 'cause there ain't no saving me. I never did too much in school, and I always played the fool. Well, I never did like working with my hands. Whoa, but I still get my thrills selling my prescription pills to the junkies and the boys in the country band. Well, there ain't no saving, ain't no saving, ain't no saving me. Oh, you can dump me in the river, but you can't stop this sin, 'cause there ain't no saving me. So right, I can't be wrong. You'd never think this boy known the blues. I got on my Saturday shoes. I'm so high, I can't lose. I'm looking for a place to break the rules. Well, there ain't no saving, ain't no saving, ain't no saving me. Oh, you can dump me in the river, but you can't stop this sin, 'cause there saving, ain't no saving me. Oh, you can dunk me in the river, but you can't stop this sin, 'cause there ain't no saving me. Well, there ain't no saving, ain't no saving, ain't no saving me. Oh, you can dunk me in the river, but you can't stop this sin, 'cause there ain't no saving me. We were two kids on the run. I had a couple of dollars. You stole your daddy's rum. And since then we've been together, but we can't get out of our own way. We'll stay here forever, like the people that we hate. All crews in the seat at the bar down the street. We were barely getting by, and the shining blue green of the karaoke screen put stars back in your eyes. We do this dirty small town run around, but getting out's on our mind. This whole town's going down low, time to leave it behind. I could have been an actress. You know all my favorite lines. Now you're a part-time waitress. Can't make it into work on time. And I'm no model citizen. All my hands are dirty too. But I can't help but picture him. Oh, there's more out there for me and you. All cruising the seat in the bar down the street. We were barely getting by. In the shining blue green of the karaoke screen. Put the stars back in your eyes. We do this dirty small town run around. Forgetting that's on our mind. This whole town's going down love. Time to leave it behind. Tomorrow, if that's what you want to do, we can beg, steal, and borrow. As long as I'm running with you, spend our nights doing wrong together, drunk, getting high. But you know, my love, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. Instead of complaining, we should be changing it so no one else has to go. This whole town's going down, love, we're not in it alone. This whole town's going down, love, oh, it's good to be home.
The album Hanging On, it's Pretty Archie with This Whole Town, back to back with Ain't No Saving Me on Atlantic Access. And we're speaking with one of the mates from Pretty Archie, Colin. How you doing, Colin?
Good, how are you?
Colin is the harmonica, bass, and vocals duties in the band. And by the looks of it, all five members seem to have multiple tasks.
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of one of the benefits of playing with your friends versus kind of throwing a band together. We all just play whatever suits the song versus, you know, what we were hired to do.
So Hanging On, released earlier this year, your third release. Did you see it going this far when you first formed the band, or was it kind of one of those instances where you figure you're lucky to get one album out?
Yeah, I definitely don't envision it this far down the line, for sure. When you think of all the places we've played and gone, it's pretty surreal at times. But it's one of those things, you know, every album we put out, we'd have just enough, you know, traction, and just we get a nominated for award or things like that, that would just enough to keep you going, you know.
Well, speaking of that, right out of the shoot, your first album saw you nominated for ECMAs, and now we're talking back to 2015, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct, yeah. North End Sky, yeah, that's the one.
That's it.
So that was a pretty big deal for us, you know. We grew up watching the ECMAs on TV and stuff, so anytime we're involved with that, it's pretty special. So
what must that have done for the confidence of each member of the band too, right?
Yeah, it's just nice to have your work acknowledged, I guess, you know, because when you're writing songs and you're creating anything, I guess, you know, you're kind of putting a piece of yourself out there. So when somebody acknowledges it and says that, you know, it's one of the best country albums of the year of the area, you know, that's kind of a nice little nod of appreciation to all the work we kind of put in.
Spent quite a bit of time on the road in 2019 and some pretty far away travels. What would be a couple of highlights, do you think, that the band can look back on with a certain amount of pleasure?
We played in Denmark at a big festival over there called the Tuner Festival. And we played in Glasgow, Scotland. So that was really neat for the Celtic Connections Festival. Yeah, we played in London and Germany and the Netherlands and then all over Canada, which busy year all over the map. And yeah, even though, you know, it's really cool playing overseas, but some of the best shows we play are still pretty local. You know, Nova Scotia, we played the Lunenburg Folk Harbor Festival this summer, and that was top notch too. So it's good everywhere.
Lots of variety on the album Hanging On, even the more traditional sounding, you know, folk instrumentation. But then you've got some more modern sounding mainstream stuff, like we're going to play Summer Love here. It's a song that brings you right back to summer no matter what. It's got that summertime vibe to it. But what's the story behind it?
Yeah, it's just kind of about, you know, falling in love through the summer. And then, you know, the weather starts to turn and maybe you realize you have to cut ties. It was just a summertime thing. But it's definitely got that kind of nostalgic feel, and a little bit of soul vibe, I guess. Yes.
Yeah. So here it is, Summer Love, now on Atlantic Access.
In the heat of the summer, I found another lover. Told myself last year that I'd never have another. But it feels so good rolling around with you, babe. And the sun's going down, my heart won't be broke today. Give me a reason to leave you. I'm telling myself I don't need you. Give me a reason to leave you. Summer me thinking, babe, I never felt like this before. But I'm looking for a way to slip on out the back door. Give me a reason to leave here. I'm telling myself I don't need you. Give me a reason to leave you. Summer long. You gonna Well, no one said it would be painless. Oh, sometimes you have to try. She said, I'm running around aimless, chasing dreams, better left to die.
Pretty Archie on Atlantic Access this week, and we're just listening to Holdin' Out from their most recent album, Hangin' On. That song, Holdin' Out, you know, perhaps one of the more serious tracks on the album.
Yeah, for sure. It's pretty close to home for us, I guess, you know. It's just about, trying to make the most of music as a living and the trials and tribulations that can kind of go along with that. So it's kind of one of the good parts about all being friends since we grew up in the band and we're all around the same age, is we can draw from similar experiences and we can go through a lot of the same things. Really make writing songs like that pretty cathartic, I guess.
Right, yeah. So the formation of the band, you mentioned you're all friends. When did you guys all decide to start playing together?
Well, yeah, we've known each other since we were about 12 or 13. So we've always kind of jammed together growing up, but never anything serious. And then I guess it was 2013 we decided we wanted to see what we could do, and we started playing around and playing some shows and caught the bug, I guess.
Now,
better or worse.
it's for the better for sure. You're an awesome sounding group.
That's good to hear. We tried to make sure we put on a fun kind of uplifting show, so that's good to hear.
The name of the band is based on a hometown character, is that right?
Yeah, he was this he was like the only busker, I guess, in town. But he wasn't all there, you know. Two or three strings on his guitar, you'd be yodeling and banging away. But it was kind of one of those things, we were getting together, it was half a joke where we were saying, hey boys, if we don't start rehearsing, we're going to sound like Pretty Archie. And then half kind of a homage to home and just the love of playing, you know. It doesn't matter how good you play or where you play, it's just fun to take part in music. You know?
Yeah, right on. I host a morning radio show here in Moncton, and a while back I remember you guys did a kind of a novelty thing about some guy named Terry and beer.
Yeah, that was our big hit, yeah.
We had some fun with that on the show one morning. What a great story that is.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Like, it was a story that never died. we made that song when we were in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario.
Wow.
And we made it the afternoon. We got up, played our show, and at the end of the show, I swear my phone was about to melt. There was that many messages and all that kind of stuff on it, so pretty funny. We ended up getting interviewed by the Reader's Digest and CBC National. So, yeah, we got our money's worth out of that for sure.
And that's still available, like, on YouTube?
It's still up there, you know, for all the... for anybody who wants to take a trip back in Cape Breton history.
Oh, it's It is well worth the time.
Terry stole the beer.
I had apparently stolen the beer. Well, look, it was a lot of fun that morning on the show. So we're getting close to 2020 here, and what's next for Pretty Archie?
Much of the same, really. Like, we're kind of writing now and getting some stuff together, so we hope to have a new EP sometime in the future, in 2020 anyway.
Nice.
And other than that, we're just keep touring, so we'll be all around Canada. We're getting ready to head out to Western Canada this week for a string of shows out there, and then we'll be back east, Ontario, and over back to the UK, so everywhere in between, you know?
We got two more to play here, and we're going to wrap it up with a song called You Better Run. Before that, Sometime.
Yeah, it's just about taking lean times in stride, you know?
Yeah.
We were up in Iroquois Falls, Ontario, an old logging town, and we met this old farmer up there. And that's one thing he said to us. He said, you know, boys, just remember the lean times. We haven't forgot that yet. So that's where that one came from.
Well, safe travels out west, and may all your shows be sold out.
Appreciate it, Terry. Thanks for calling.
Pretty Archie, this is Sometimes, now on Atlantic Access.
Another lonely night, I can't sleep again. I think we may be running out of time. If I could only tell you what I'm thinking, babe, I know that I could rest my weary mind. 'Cause girl, you know that we got something going on. Oh, it's hard to describe. Something I can't put my finger on. Don't wanna let a good thing die. Now it's time to start following our hearts, babe. Nothing's gonna last, bedtime's gonna pass. Sometimes it's hard, sometimes you starve. Oh, sometimes you need a friend. Oh, baby, in the meantime, I'm thinking about the lean times, hoping I don't go back there again. Me up when I'm feeling low. Oh, you love me when I'm high. When you got so sad you couldn't leave your room, you said I was the only thing that helped you stay alive. Oh, it's hard, sometimes you start. Oh, sometimes you need a friend. Well, baby, in the meantime, I'm thinking about the lean times, hoping I don't go back there again. Sometimes it's hard, sometimes you're stuck. Oh, sometimes you need a friend. Well, baby, in the meantime, I'm thinking about the lean times, hoping I don't go back there again. Oh, I'm hoping I don't go back there again. Oh, I'm hoping I don't go back there again. Soft-hearted woman, he was a good-loving man, but time made him hate what he became. He worked hard to provide, but it tore him up inside. She knew he could never be the same. She did all that she could, but he called her out no good. Her marks, they showed the hobby that he found. He was bossed around at work. He had no one else to hurt. At home was where he threw his weight around. Well, you better run. She got a loaded gun, and you know she been waiting all day. After church, flask of gin in her purse, just trying to make it through another day. She would dream about the places they first met, promises he could never keep. Now life is on its shadows, days becoming too hard to repeat. But the time came and went, he still stayed hell-bent. But she wasn't one for giving up. Packed up to make room, put the bullet in his gun, left it there burning in his gut. You better run. She got a loaded gun, and you know she been waiting all day. Off to church in a long black hearse, last time that she'll ever heard again.
Breton's Pretty Archie. That's Holding Out from the album Hanging On. This week on Atlantic Access, a presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, see entertainmentplus.ca. This week's bonus track is from Carolina East, a brand new tune. Carolina East, multi-award winner in 2018, East Coast Music Awards Indigenous Artist of the Year, as well as with Best Country Album for Indigenous Music Awards, the Music Newfoundland Labrador Awards bestowed her Rising Star of the Year, Country Artist of the Year, and Female Artist of the Year in 2018. And judging by the reaction of this brand new single and the project that's about to follow, 2019 could be a banner year for Carolina East also. The Fool Who Loves You is her latest song, our bonus track on Atlantic Access.
You, with your dumb hair and that stupid smile that you hide behind, you don't even try, and it ain't right how you shut off and take it and break it and fix it and stamp your name in my heart. I'm mad, but I'm laughing at another bad joke that you told, 'cause you know I'll be fine, and you're so right, 'cause you got me, you toss me and turn me, you know when I go I'm not going too far. It's never easy, far from perfect, it's a whole lot of work. I ask myself if it's all worth it when you're kind of a jerk. It hurts, it's true, that you can be an idiot, but baby, I'm the fool who loves you, loves you, ooh, ooh. Loves you, loves you, ooh, ooh. Sometimes it don't make sense. Am I the boys are all going out for a meal. I've been more than paid. up, but what does that say about me? It's never easy, far from perfect, it's a whole lot of work. I ask myself if it's not worth it when you're kind of a jerk. It hurts, it's true, that you can be an idiot, but baby, I'm the fool. It's never easy, far from perfect, it's a whole lot of work. I ask myself if it's not worth it when you're kind of a jerk. It hurts, it's true.
Podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.